hosting a huge art competition show, and the winner literally will win $100,000.
What?
But in order to win, they will have to be up for the challenge.
I hope everyone likes push-ups.
Oh, man.
And when I say challenge, I mean it. Each of you will be customizing electric vehicles.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, this is insane, Zach.
What is that?
I'm going to push these artists to their limits.
This is so heavy.
Some will succeed.
This is so good.
Some won't.
Oh my God.
Some might break.
I'm like freaking out.
Wait, stop. Editors, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm starting to get kind of nervous.
Some of you may have seen my videos before.
Yay!
But for those of you who haven't,
this is my first YouTube video.
I started making videos in my bedroom back in 2016.
This bed was part of my first video. Have you guys seen it?
Yes!
It was mediocre.
At the time, I only had a few subscribers, but I knew I wanted to make more videos and build my channel.
We're gonna be drawing until we hit 500,000 subscribers, which is insane.
It wasn't easy, but I kept at it. The videos got bigger.
I'm going to customize this entire school.
The collaborations got bigger.
Subscribe to ZHC.
And now it's up to me to find the next art influencer.
Nice.
What is up, everyone? This is my official audition.
I asked all of you to send an audition tape to be on the show, and immediately I had to sort through lots of videos.
I'm from Long Island, New York.
People call me JB.
Just reached 1,000 subscribers.
And I found 10 artists who had the artistic talent and personality I was looking for to take on the challenge.
Yeah.
Boo. Ah.
Guess what? You're gonna be on Instant Influencer.
Oh my gosh, wait, this is crazy.
Joining me on this journey will be my co-host, Dana Isom Johnson.
You're going to have to paint underneath the bed.
She, along with other special guests.
That's a fact!
Thanks, Zach.
Will tell me what they think.
You're killing it. Man, Zach, that's gonna be tough on you.
But in the end, the decision will be mine. There will be one winner who will walk home with $100,000 and become the next Instant Influencer.
Yes!
That is it.
This is Instant Influencer with ZHC.
Hi, I'm Tyler. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I do art with hair. My art style is extremely unique, and it is 3D hair art. My goal is truly to allow other Black women to see my art and feel better about themselves. And I want everyone to come to my page and take something positive and impactful with them.
I got into this influencing world completely 150,000,000,000% on accident. I started posting videos so I can go back and be like, oh, JP, that was dope. I woke up with over 1,000,000 views. I work at a law firm now. The reason why I really started law was because I wanted to help out people who look like me. With art, I want to do the same exact thing. I'm definitely going to 150,000,000,000% kill it.
My name's Jaden. I just got out of high school.
I live with my parents. I'm giving myself 1 year to make it as an influencer.
We're customizing a projector, boxing gear,
Crocs. All I want to do is customize all day, every day. If I won the $100,000, I would buy a warehouse and customize everything in it. I've been an athlete my whole life. I'm super competitive, and I'm definitely here to win.
Oh, my
gosh.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. This is everything.
It feels really amazing to be here. I never would have thought I'd end up somewhere like this.
Yes.
Look at that.
No, it's so sick.
Oh, shoot.
They have the little, no way.
It feels like I was just sitting in my house and now I'm here filming a show. Get my good side, y'all.
Hello.
What's up?
The man himself.
Hi, artists. I'm ZHC, but since we're now all best friends, you can call me Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Let's go.
Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be putting you guys through multiple challenges. It's going to be fun. It will be hard. And I mean really hard.
Oh, my God.
When it's all over, one of you will win $100,000 and a chance to do a collaboration video with me and become an Instant Influencer.
Yes.
It all starts right now.
Are we in a cage?
Ta-da.
Come on.
Okay.
What is that?
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
This is a lot
lot of stuff.
It's like a yard sale.
All right, I'm locking you guys in now.
Wait, what?
Hope you guys said your goodbyes already.
Oh, but he's like actually locking us in.
Help us.
I literally just got here and they're locking us in a cage. Like, wasn't expecting that.
Hope you went to the bathroom already. Before I tell you what the challenge is, I want to introduce you to my co-host, Dana Isom Johnson.
Howdy.
Hi, artists.
Hi.
Dana's the trend expert for Etsy and a judge on Making It. She's gonna be here all season hanging out with us, looking at your art, and most importantly, talking about them behind their backs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
For the first challenge, we're going to lock you in here for the next 4 hours.
Whoa. Whoa.
Exact, girl.
Here's the deal. If you want to be an art influencer, you have to get used to the whole world watching you. So the theme of this challenge is all eyes on you. You're gonna have to create a fence mural using that pile of upcycled junk.
Using upcycled junk is a hot trend right now. And it's also better for the environment.
You may notice that there are actually 5 sites to work on, but there are 10 of you.
Why?
That's because for your first challenge, you are going to work in teams of 2, whether you like it or not.
Partners? Nobody told me this.
Inside that pile, you're gonna find pairs of aprons that are all tied together. That's how you're gonna find your team.
Like this, we gotta dig.
I'm looking for creativity, technique, as well as teamwork. And speaking of teamwork, the bottom team will be going home. Double elimination.
Oh man, I was not expecting that.
All right, your 4 hours starts now.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Wait. How do you?
Cheers,
me and Jaden.
Sophie, I found yours. You're with Joseph.
Joseph.
I wonder if any of them are going to be upset with their teammates.
Is it us? Yes, it's us.
Let's go.
JB pulls up mine because I'm incapable of finding anything.
It's going to look like I'm wearing no pants.
Dad, I know.
Hi, I'm David, and I make the most magical, colorful art you will ever see. I'm currently in art school, but cannot wait to get out and do my own magical, crazy thing like this and like this. Growing up in Ohio, I've gotten a lot of for who I am and who I choose to love. So I like to use my art to advocate for that and to help younger people who might be going through a similar thing.
What was your original idea?
So my idea was to have like a cup eye in the center made out of like cup.
That's what I wanted, yeah.
You literally want to do that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, just...
Okay. So right, I want an eye in the center, like the eye of the storm. And like around it's like a garbage trash storm.
Okay.
And then I can make like these giant like rose flowers that look cool.
Yeah, I'm totally wearing this on, right?
No, you're good.
All right, pencil for you, pencil for me.
Thank you. Here's your sketchbook.
Okay. My idea was just to do like a celestial type of thing. We like add cool clouds and like planets and things.
And
like a sun and a moon type of thing.
I had one like that too,
okay, actually.
So let's just do that.
Okay. Ow. Okay.
I gotta get one other thing.
I don't wanna grab this whole thing.
I know, I want everything.
I feel like everyone's gonna do a big
eye. Everybody's gonna do a big eye.
I feel like we need a story.
That's a really good idea.
So I was thinking if we could do like a face or something.
Okay.
With like a nice lash.
Profile?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Well, I typically add real hair to my artwork.
Okay.
So I figured that could be a really cool element, like with string or some sort of like long material, and I could like braid it up and do something really dope that way.
Okay.
So let's get into this outline.
Yes.
Where are you from?
I am from Sacramento, California.
Hey.
And now I live here with my wife and our 4 boys.
Oh, wow. Boy dad.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? I'm Ryan Murray. I'm a father of 4 crazy boys.
Hi, guys.
All right, so if I had to tell you how many times we watch VHC during the week, I probably can't keep track. It's so many. So it means everything to me to be on Instant Influencer. And to be honest, my kids are going to think I'm a superhero.
Get to know each other, but
I know.
What type of artwork do you usually do?
I usually do like 3D work and 3D printing stuff, so.
Oh, that's cool, okay.
The art I enjoy doing the most right now is 3D design. I just like to take objects that are kind of boring and put my own spin on it.
Here we have the keyboard farm.
So I've lived all over the world. Because I moved around a lot, my friends came from YouTube. And then when I started getting more serious about my art, that's what my channel really became about. It became a real community.
I'm like,
complete opposite. I like am an old school acrylic painter. So I think that would be perfect to work together.
Yeah.
I first moved out to Los Angeles to become a model, but it wasn't where my passion was. So I decided to shift into painting, which was the best idea ever. From the age of 3, I can remember myself having my hands covered in paint, putting my handprints on the wall. My apartment at home is becoming a little art gallery as well. My bedroom, my friend's room, the living room, even the bathroom. Not to mention all the ones I have stored in my closet.
So what kind of stuff do you normally do?
I customize shoes.
Nice.
Kind of like what ZHC does. I customize literally everything now.
Yeah. So. See, that's the one thing that I don't do. I don't really customize stuff. I make illustrations for people. I do all my stuff on my iPad. Like, I'm a digital artist. Like, that's what I do.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it really is, because you got the back button.
My name is Kirsten. I'm 18 years old, and I'm your country bumpkin.
So cute. Look at him.
My backyard is literally an entire forest. I go kayaking and fishing a lot. ZHC, well, I think he's pretty rad, doing things that I would like to do, you know?
Hi!
It's like have a YouTube channel with all my friends. They're super rad. Ashlyn, Maya, Mon, Abby, Tiana, and Josh. They're a lot of fun.
Okay, we gotta move this space. I got everything here. Move this. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm being dramatic. I'm
no, fine. It's okay. You work in a messy space too, no?
Yeah, I'm always like a mess.
What do you do if it's not art?
And I work as a computer scientist, but I don't really like it, so.
I never really considered myself someone who was an artist. I just considered myself a person who does art, if that makes sense. I'm currently a computer scientist, and things are often very logical and straightforward to me. Art is very subjective. Things can look good to someone and not good to another person. If by some luck I happen to win this thing, maybe someday I'll actually be able to call myself a real artist.
Right now it's gonna probably look crazy, but I think it'll come together.
Yeah.
That's how my art works in a whole.
Yeah, it looks terrible until it looks...
Yeah, I just wanna quit the second I start trying it. Once I stick with it, it ends up looking pretty good.
I think the first time in high school when I drew a superhero, I was like, this is way better than I thought it was gonna be, even though it was probably crap at the time. Can I say crap?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that really just motivated me to keep getting better and better. I started watching CHC and just seeing how he gives back is everything I've always wanted to do. So that really got me into the influencer field, and I just love to be able to give back to the people who are already supporting me.
Oh, JB, tape has to stick. I gotta stand up.
Hello!
Hey!
How are you all doing?
If you want to help us, that'd be great.
I don't think I'm allowed to. But I do have something that can help you right now. These are called putting cups. These are actually really useful because they fit right in these fences, and you just got to take one and shove it in, so they'll really help you.
Yes.
Yes.
But only one team can get them.
All right, what I got to do?
Say hello to my little friends.
Hey,
hello,
friends.
Little friend. Oh, whoa. No.
Whichever team rolls the highest number gets the pudding cups.
Okay. Come on, Marissa.
Oh, that's a 9.
Oh. Get into it, baby.
Nope, sorry.
Oh, I said the highest number.
And?
No.
Oh, nice.
Sophie, Joseph. There you go.
Thank you.
Enjoy your pudding cups.
Oh my God, this is so messy.
I'm always a mess. I think we got paired for a reason, because yeah, I'm like a disaster. How are you feeling on time? Do you think we need to pick it up a little bit?
I think we're doing really good on time, especially for being people, like I'm not very good at time management usually.
Yeah, me neither.
So I think this is like
I just
dope.
Go for it.
I say let's do another hour for eyes.
Yeah.
And an hour for background.
Yes.
It feels like I've known JB for forever, and I just met her. She's incredible, and I don't know how the other teams are working together, but I feel like we got this in the bag.
All right, continue with this.
Okay.
And I'm gonna get started on the eyes. After we're done with the umbrella and I get done with the eyeballs, I'll make the handle out of something. I don't know what yet, but
yeah,
we'll work it out.
And honestly, dude, we have plenty of time. We got it. We're working as a team. I'm totally confident in Jaden's plan. I feel like it's gonna be okay.
Okay.
After we get the sun and the clouds down, doing like little planets and stuff will be like pretty easy.
Yeah.
Because there's like plates and stuff they're already shaped as.
Marissa, how long does it take you to do a flower?
Like 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right, this one's done. What do you think?
Let me see. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's really nice.
So if we put one like...
Yes. Killing it, Marissa.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Why am I sweating so much? This is weird. Who turned up the heat? Why am I sweating so much? Why is it so hot? I did not anticipate being this sweaty.
Joseph, you're really breaking a sweat.
Yeah, I didn't realize it'd be this hot.
Is it the heat or is it the pressure?
It's a little bit of both, but you know, you work through it.
Are these clouds we're looking at?
Yes.
We're going with like a sky, celestial, spacey theme.
Solar systems, and then everything's gonna be revolving around the sun because all eyes on the sun, you know, it's the center of everything.
Wait, don't your eyes get hurt if you stare at the sun?
That's true.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What's going on here?
Oh, we're killing it.
Yeah, we're destroying the game right now.
Was it a rainbow butterfly?
Yes.
Yes. Whoa. Why a butterfly? What does it mean to you?
You know how butterflies have those like eye patterns? So I wanted to do something to kind of represent that. Yes. So incorporating the eye, but in a way that's not
like a monarch butterfly situation.
I have a very interesting question.
Oh, no.
Which team do you guys think is getting eliminated today?
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch, Zach, already?
I mean, I gotta ask.
I mean, they're doing an eyeball, and that seems kind of basic.
We weren't gonna say anything.
Jaden, Kirsten, hello. You guys don't have a lot up.
Not
we
yet.
Don't. I'm a little nervous for you guys. I wouldn't start getting some stuff up.
Yeah,
it's slow, but it's steady.
Yeah,
the thought's there.
Yeah, it's like the tortoise and the hare, man.
You guys are so calm. I think you're the calmest of... the teams.
And I believe you two are actually the youngest in the...
Yeah, and I just turned 18.
Oh.
Just curious, are you two feeling intimidated?
I'm not intimidated. I mean...
I kind of am.
I know there's a story behind ours, so I don't know if everyone else has a theme.
All right, well...
Keep working, y'all.
These eyeballs are gonna look sick.
You know.
Let's get that cut out.
Oh my God, my little biceps are getting a workout. Oh my God.
I hate cardboard.
Okay. Here, take this one, I'll grab the other one.
This one goes on this side.
Does it work?
It does.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, we have the most on our fence so far.
Really? Ooh. All right, I'm gonna start this background. Okay. We should do a different color on the other side, right? Like
a sunshiny day color.
Like... Yes.
Artist, final hour.
Whoa!
Let me put the cups right here. All right. How's it look as far as the clouds go?
You know what? Never mind. It's fine. I don't like the cups for clouds. I want something more puffy. The cups just look cheesy. The cups just don't look good in my opinion. But I mean, it is what it is.
These coffee filters are kind of legit.
Oh, no. I think that I might want to leave this background to you because
okay,
I keep pushing them through.
That is fine.
And that's not okay. So let me cut her some hair up because get she all needs that hair. I'm her hairstylist. Okay. I feel like I'm very proud of this decision because this looks like something I would hang up. You know what I'm saying?
It looks like something we've planned. Uh-huh.
Nick, this is looking kind of messy.
Hold on, you're overthinking.
The green has to be neat, because the green is the part that's like the calm.
Too. Is there anything else that we could use for the green?
We could weave this and this might look pretty neat.
I like this color a lot.
Should we just get rid of everything that we've done and put the ribbon? It looks too messy.
It's too messy.
It's terrible.
It doesn't look good. Let's restart.
Just get that out of here.
Rescramble.
I don't know if we have time to change the background, but Marissa really seems stuck on it, so I guess we'll see how this goes.
It's gonna be fine, everything's fine.
Artists, my producer says you guys have to eat. Jake, Michelle.
Oh yeah, here. Cool. Pretzels.
Gummy bears.
Pretzels.
Oh my God.
Cookies.
Oh. Oh, you almost got Joseph. Enjoy the snacks.
Thanks.
Why, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so we need to get the earring.
I think we should use that gold record.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
We knew we wanted some sort of a dramatic earring, and using these records, I feel good.
Looks like an earring.
That's lit.
I'm starting to second guess these cups almost. I feel like just plain old white clouds would be cheesy, so I got like dark purplish.
Are they gonna know what that is though?
Clouds? Definitely.
I'd honestly say leave it white. It balances it out, because if we had too much color, then that umbrella's not gonna look as bright.
Let's go for it, because if we leave the cups up there, it's not gonna be great.
Just don't want it to be wrong, because if it's wrong, it's a 100 grand mistake.
Let's just do it. I feel like it's gonna work.
I'm a little bit nervous about the fence. The purples clashed, in my opinion, and that honestly really scares me.
Here.
A little bit lower now. A little higher now. Right there.
JB, I think that when we finish this, we need to go in with that iridescent and outline it again. Because I think the butterfly is going to get lost. So I feel like we're going to need to like pick the iridescent and like zigzag it.
Yeah. It is like soaking wet still. It's the best way to attach this. You got it?
Yeah.
It's like soaking wet. Oh, your hands are going to be messy too.
I'll just put it in.
Artist, 30 minutes.
30 minutes. 30 minutes. What can we do in 30 minutes?
Take a step back.
All right.
What's up?
Just right with thinking about something for a second.
All right, there's around 30 minutes left, and right now Jaden's just sitting on a ladder. I'm not quite sure what he's doing.
Chilling. That's what he's doing. Chilling.
I need quiet. I can't think.
Should I do like a pattern?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's cool.
We got this.
Yeah, we do.
Marissa and Nick.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys have a team name by any chance?
Perfect Disaster.
Perfect Disaster.
Joseph, Sophie.
Our team name is Jofi.
Jofi.
Kirsten, Jaden.
His name starts with a J. My name starts with a K, so JK.
Ryan and Tyler.
Paparazzi.
David, JB.
What's something gay?
Oh. Oh.
Team Pride.
Team Pride. We're going to do that.
We'll do Team Pride, because we're so adorable.
All right, artists, 8 minutes left. Don't forget, we need to see every space in that fence filled in.
Home stretch.
Do you think that looks cool? Well, it looks cool now.
Now we need to like
hustle.
Step on it.
Let me just braid this back.
I want something in the background, but I don't know what could be quick.
Just
want
to cut like some squares out of this stuff?
Yes, let's go for it. I honestly have no idea what else to do, and it's spooking me.
1 minute left.
Ah! Tape.
Oh my God, it's like dripping.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Step away from the art.
Push it on.
We did it.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing, a great high five. Like, made my ears ring.
Okay, guys, are you ready to come out?
Yes. For the second time.
Yes. And letting you out of the cage today is special guest Ethan from Crank Game Plays.
Thank you.
Good job, everybody. I have the key.
Ethan is a huge YouTuber that does super entertaining commentary on video games.
I freaking love Ethan. Like, I'm a fan, man. I look up to this guy.
You guys did a really, really great job. I don't even know how to draw anything. So you can come out of your prison now.
Woo!
Yay!
Sweet.
All right, good job.
Finally.
Yay.
Get out.
Deep breath. We made it.
It's crazy they only had 4 hours to work on these.
I could not do this in 4 years. I love how the challenge was the same for everybody, but all of these are wildly different.
Yeah.
All right, Perfect Disaster, Marissa and Nick, come on up.
What up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Good.
Tell me about your piece.
What we were going for, an environmentalism kind of thing. So it's the eye of the storm. All eyes are on us because this is our generation's moment to do something about it.
So you guys changed your plans about halfway through?
Yeah, so at first I started putting green tissue paper, and me and Nick wanted it to look more calm in the center versus messy on the outside. So we kind of regrouped, like, just take it all off and we'll just do the ribbon. And we like that so much better.
I actually really love it. It starts with the beauty and then it goes out to all this chaos. I love that the CDs were broken up and that adds texture to the flower. I really dig that.
Oh, thanks.
I love the little, is that a tear duct?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really small detail, but it makes the whole thing come together more.
I do really like how the flowers turned out. It gives it like a very 3D look. And the eye was nice and shiny. It has a little bit of a reflection that was very nice. I did hear one of the other teams call your piece a little bit basic.
Basic?
Do you guys have any concerns about that?
So whatever, you gotta love the haters, you know?
Ooh!
Gotta love the haters.
All right, well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Team Paparazzi, Ryan and Tyler, would you like to explain what we're looking at here?
We wanted to do a silhouette and make sure that that was the main focal part of this piece.
We also wanted to create a piece where she's being amazing and all eyes are on her. That's why people are taking pictures of her.
I really like what you guys did with the background. Was it some like
coffee filters?
Yeah. Yeah. Gave it a very clean look, but you can also see a lot of texture on it, which I kind of like. The main focus on this seems to be the hair over here. Do you want to tell me about the hair?
I wanted to make sure that we were creating things that literally picked up on what we're strong at. We're good at portrait work, and then for me, the hair art. So I wanted to create these strands of hair so that it could really stand out and be literally draping off the canvas.
This is like black girl magic at its finest.
You know
it. I love it. I love it. I just want to put this up against my ear and like rock it. Oops, I messed up her earring. I'm so sorry. So many details, so many things to look at.
Also, whose idea was it for the record earrings?
Ryan.
Yeah, nice, Ryan.
You don't have to be so shy about it. I think you guys did such a good job on the background. I love how 3D it is, too. I love how the hair like really pops off of the wall. I think it looks amazing.
Thank you.
Team Jofi, tell us what you did here.
We obviously have the focal point is the moon and the sun. And then in the background, we incorporated different planets and clouds to give it some texture and dimension.
How it comes together with the All Eyes on You theme is the sun centers our solar system, so all eyes are up at the sun.
Yeah, I actually really like how it's split up. There's a lot of contrast. I'm a big fan of just like splitting things down the middle and having like two different sides to things.
I agree. I think this is wonderful. I did realize something though. Zach,
yes?
Remember all those pudding cups we were tossing up?
I knew you would bring those
up.
Yeah,
I forgot about those.
We really just had a vision in our mind and we didn't think that we necessarily needed the cups. We thought it would kind of make it look like we took the easy way out.
Yeah, we just wanted to really prove that we were well prepared and we didn't want to take any cheats.
Hey, that's kind of a flex. You get an advantage and you don't even use it.
I know, we really did it. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you guys, great job.
Team JK, Jaden and Kirsten, what are we looking at here?
Well, when we heard the theme, All Eyes on You, we thought about our circumstances right now. We're both 18. We both are leaving the house for the first time to come do this show. Yeah. The umbrella represents our home and our families that we've always been protected under. And now that we're out and doing this show, we have a bunch of eyes on us. So the raindrops are the eyes.
I actually really like the story behind this. I think it was nice and relatable that you guys are going out for the first time and it's a little scary. I'm just curious, since there were so many materials to choose from, why you guys mostly went with fabric as the background rather than picking out a ton of different materials.
We wanted a clean background so that you could focus on the rain and the umbrella, which is when we did the purple fabric. Before there was cups up here, which was gonna give it kind of that clash of color.
To me, I feel like that was an added piece of texture and kind of looked like storm clouds a bit. So I kind of miss that visual part of it. What made you make the decision to cover that?
It was actually kind of my idea because looking at it from afar, I just felt like it was a lot for the eye to like see because we already had like a bunch of the rain and like I was like, if I put like the tablecloth stuff over the cups, then it would give like a more storm cloudy effect, you know? So that's kind of what I was hoping on going for there, but
I was a little unsure about underneath the umbrella with nothing behind it, and I thought you could have added a little bit more in there, but I really liked the story behind it. I think we can all sort of relate to that.
Thank you.
Team Pride, David and JB.
How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Fabulous.
So, tell us what we're looking at.
We both identify as part of the LGBTQ+ community. We wanted to bring the Pride celebration here
And then we wanted to find a kind of creative way to incorporate the eyes, since the theme was all eyes on you. So we wanted to kind of find, you know, like that's the real cool way to incorporate the eyes in the butterfly, if that makes sense.
It's just so vibrant. It just makes me want to smile.
Oh,
very happy.
Good. Yeah, yeah, thank you.
I love the highlights on the eyes. They're really, really well done.
Thank
I love those.
You.
I really like all the colors and the shiny CDs. Yeah, I would say I probably would have liked to see a little bit more attention to detail on the background. I feel like the centerpiece was gorgeous, but the background could have used a little bit more work. And then the butterfly body kind of blends into the background as well with the black.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, David and JB. Great
Thank
job.
You.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I loved what we did. I was super proud of what we did. But Zach said he doesn't like our background.
I know this was a crazy first day. You got locked in a cage and you made fence art out of garbage.
Yeah.
Are you glad you signed up?
Yes.
Joseph and Sophie, we're looking at you.
You guys know that somebody has to be sent home.
That makes me nervous, not gonna lie.
Well, you two have won today's challenge.
Oh,
good job, you guys.
The use of the celestial bodies watching over us was a very creative interpretation of the theme All Eyes on You. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. You did great. High five.
Another high five.
I know you guys are tired, so go chill in the lounge.
Okay. Oh,
let's go before they change their minds.
Yes, we did it. I can rest now.
Okay, it is time to get to the nitty gritty. JB and David, Kirsten and Jaden.
I'm not gonna mess with you. I hate to say this, but your two teams are in the bottom.
I am shocked we are in the bottom, and I'm so sad and surprised.
Though your fence art was very creative, I felt like the technique was a little bit sloppy and could have been executed a little bit better.
Ryan and Tyler, Marissa and Nick, you made it through. Go to the lounge and chill.
We did.
Great job, guys.
Thank you. Good luck, you guys.
All right, guys, we'd like for you guys to head back to the video labs. That's the place where you guys will be making your videos throughout the season and also awaiting your fate. The decision is ultimately going to be all on Zach here, okay? And he... Yeah, man.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
He thinks he's nervous. Okay. We're like the last team.
So when he's ready, he'll come and tell you one team will move on and one team will go home.
So you're telling me I got a chance.
Okay. See you in a bit.
Cool.
See you guys soon.
I'm sorry. I love all of you guys.
Oh, we love you.
I do not envy you at all.
Not at all.
In any way.
Well, both teams did an amazing job considering it's 4 hours,
yeah.
But both teams struggled with execution a little bit.
Oh my God.
Kirsten and Jaden's story was so strong, but the art was not half as strong as the story.
I would agree with that. At the end of the day, it's about the piece itself, not necessarily the story behind it.
David and JB, at least there was some elements of difficult techniques with the shading that they did and the eyes.
The only thing that I would say, their piece, I don't think executed upon the theme as well as Kirsten and Jaden's.
As far as theme goes, I feel like we
nailed
went with the
theme. And the story.
And
our story and theme
best
was good.
By far.
Both teams had some parts where it was a little bit messy, could have been done better. I think this is gonna end up being a pretty close call.
And it's a call that you have to make.
All eyes on you now, sir.
Oh, I hate this part.
We're here, we're your support.
I mean, we won't be there physically.
Right.
You do have to do it alone.
Right.
And all of the pressure is on you.
Got it.
Okay, you've you can do it.
All right, well, Ethan, thanks so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. This was super fun.
And Dana, I will see you soon.
See you.
All right.
You've got this.
Bye.
Okay.
I'm trembling.
I know.
I don't want to come all the way out here to get out first round.
Praying we get through.
When he called our name, I was like, oh man, my heart sunk, right?
I know. Oh!
Oh! I stopped breathing that entire time.
Congrats, guys.
My heart is, I've never been that anxious ever. I'm never doing that again. Never doing that again.
I was tearing up, I was shaking. Yeah, I wasn't nervous when we sat on that damn bench and I was like, bitch. My whole stomach dropped. I was like, girl.
Good job.
Jaden, Kirsten. May I sit down too?
Totally.
All right. Well, unfortunately, you guys didn't make it to the next round. Honestly, if I were 18 years old on such a big show, I'd be so scared.
It was a fun experience though.
It was.
You both have a lot ahead of you and keep going at it.
Yeah, thanks dude. Like it means a lot, honestly.
Well, we're gonna do a sign off. This was Kirsten, this is Jaden.
Y'all can find me at Krimmins, it's K-R-I-M-M-I-N-S. Sorry, spelling's hard.
You can find me Mixed Customs, M-I-X-T Customs on YouTube.
Go subscribe to them right now.
Yes, please.
I'll be kind of mad.
Trying to hit 100K by the end of the year.
Come on, get them to 100K at least.
Please. Yes, please. Unfortunately, I did get cut. I gotta go home, but that doesn't stop me. I had a goal set before this, and I'm gonna continue that goal after.
I'm disappointed, like I'm sad. I mean, I'd be a madman to say I'm not sad about this, but like definitely I'm gonna put it forward. I'm gonna use it as inspiration to just pop back up.